Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
An online store was the furthest thing from my mind a few years ago. And now we are selling three different brands online. And it is so easy. And that's all because we use Shopify. And I will tell you this. You have never lived until you hear this sound. That is the sound of a sale. And it's incredible. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every single stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. And Davide and I know this firsthand because we have hit two of those three monumental stages. So whether you are selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, maybe you are selling luxury cashmere and cute dresses or olive oil, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever, whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. I cannot tell you how easy Shopify is to use. This is coming from two people who are not good at this stuff at all. And the fact that Davide on his own was able to transition from having a website to a website and a store seamlessly with all the integration the POS system allows you, I cannot even tell you how helpful it is. And we pull sales reports. Like when we raise money, the sales reports from Shopify are what we show people. It helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, which is up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And by the way, if you don't know how to do that, you just call Shopify and they will walk you through that process. You can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, which is your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. You literally can find the answer to every problem with Shopify help. It's incredible. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/best, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/best now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/best. I'm very excited to meet you. I am a huge, huge, huge fan of the product. I noticed such an instant difference in my workouts. Like you can feel it right away. It's truly.
I love hearing that.
It's exceptional.
I love hearing that. Like that makes it, it makes your work worth doing when like other people actually have
a
really positive internal experience around it.
I have a functional medicine doctor. I just found out that I have liver flukes, a parasite, and candida. So I've been wondering why I'm so tired and so bloated and kind of like not at my optimal self. But before I got those tests back, I was trying to like, you know, biohack what. So my functional medicine doctor gave me something from a brand that's essentially like cornstarch. And he was like, this is like a good form of carbohydrates, and like that's good for you to work. So I've been trying like all these different, I tried joggy, I tried like all these different things that maybe worked for like a second, but I would crash. Mm-hmm. And where when I take Keon, which I'm sure this is how you designed it, it just feels like a beautiful surge of energy that is continuous and there's no crash.
Yeah. I mean, it goes to like, I think just the heart of what the product is. It's the, it is the core nutrients that your body wants and needs for,
so cool.
For energy, for metabolism, for so many different functions of the body.
So I want to get into your background because you have a really incredible dynamic story. I want to start with, you had kind of, not kind of, you had a very big aha moment when you were 16, huh?
Yeah. that's a sweet, generous, bright framing. I like that. Aha.
I just rebranded your trauma.
But you know, like how you, yeah, I think everyone has experiences in their life and then you get used to like telling the story in a certain way. And I really do like that. I like aha. So maybe I'll like try to, I'll share about it in that context. Like what was the aha?
I have rebranded it to aha because I've heard you talk about the fact that you were an average 16-year-old doing bad boy stuff, testing boundaries, testing your limits. You had a really cool entrepreneurial family that kind of supported anything you want to do. And so this moment then was such a big pivot for you.
It was.
It was your aha moment.
Yeah, it was my aha moment.
So what happened?
So yeah, maybe like, I guess it's as a normal 16-year-old. I was like super into my social environment. I was into testing boundaries, taking drugs. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't my first time, but one time I took some LSD and then I took more and I clearly took like way too much. And I think today I'd probably call it, I had a psychotic break. Mm. I think, I don't know, like people in the plant medicine world might say I had like an ego death.
Another nice rebrand.
Another nice rebrand. Yeah. I mean, I felt pretty insane and scared.
Was that normal for your, I did not, there was like not LSD floating around my high school.
Yeah. There was floating around my high school. Yeah. So I don't know. Crazy. I mean, I grew up in Austin, Texas and it was, I don't know if maybe it's because like the university culture there. I mean, you could get kind of anything. But yeah, I think, yeah, there was like more of like a mind expanding psychedelic type culture than maybe like other places where it's more party hard type drug culture. Yeah. So I took way too much. I freaked out. I was looking for help. I was in the wrong neighborhood. I provoked some hardcore people, like me being all scared, you know, and they beat me up really, really badly. And that included stabbing me twice in the back and stabbing me in the knee. So I have like pretty big scars in my back that had to go. Well, so they found me in a drainage ditch.
Do you know who did this to you or doesn't even matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I mean, they were like, they're not people I like, you know, went back to like facilitate relationships with. But you know, like maybe like a bunch of like irresponsible teenagers kind of, all, you know,
and they just left you in a ditch
in the same place. Yeah. And so I woke up in the hospital several days later and, you know, I had huge abdominal scar because they had basically had to like cut me open from below my sternum all the way down below my belly button because they assume you're dying. So that again is kind of additional trauma. I had to reattach, I had my patella tendon reattached. It was totally severed in half. And so, you know, that was like, it was an aha moment. It was, you know, I think I was, it was an aha about life. And when you're growing up, you're just kind of like, you, even a kid or a boy who's like pushing the boundaries, like you're still within the bubble. Like you don't get what it all means. And like when you hit the fragility of your life that hard, that fast, and like, whoa, like every decision I make, like literally could risk my life or could have these impacts on the future of my life. It was a big, bright, like, aha, like, whoa, like I got it in a different way than I had before. I didn't really know what to do with it. I mean, I think like most people that are 16, it's like, you might be getting insight, but like, you don't have any of the skills to like use this insight or this wisdom. So it's taken me 20 years plus since then to like figure out how to put it all together. But yeah, it definitely made me realize that my health is really important. I mean, I had to focus on my health then because like literally I couldn't walk. I could barely move.
What was the recovery like from that?
I mean, it was a lot of physical therapy, but I really turned to, so I was raised in a very health centric family.
Yeah, your parents owned a health food store, right?
They owned a health food store. Oh, cool. They had been like in importing botanicals. Like they were like hardcore supplements.
Was that a cool family thing at your age, or were you, or was it like my parents are hippie weirdos at that age? Austin has a different landscape than most places for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was enough of like their immediate friend group when I was a kid to where like I felt like, oh, I'm not like totally weird. There's even weirder hippie families than mine. But they moved to the suburbs and we had like an old, weird, funky hand-built house in like a nice part of Austin. So all of my friends had like suburbans and minivans and like normal houses. And I was just like this weird kid who like brought grilled tofu to lunch. So I think I got used to like being, I got used to being okay, being different, but like still knowing how to fit in. So I wasn't, yeah, I think it was good for me. I think it's good to like figure out who you are regardless of anyone else and the rest of like society and your social groups. And at the same time, figure out who you want to be in a social group and like navigate those two together. And so I think having weird parents, but being brought up where I need to try to like fit in, like it was good for me. So I don't think I realized like how, I mean, I knew it was different then, but here's what I'd say. When I had that trauma happen, I suddenly became very interested in trying to be healthy in a way that I didn't understand before. It was like my parents focused on whole foods and focused on things like protein nutrition and like certain types of supplements. And I just did it, but I didn't know what it meant. And at that age, I was like, oh, like now I'm choosing what I'm putting in my body. Like I want to figure out how to like walk again and how to run again. And I'm like having flashbacks. Like what kind of resources do I need to seek out? Whether it's, you know, like talk therapy or acupuncture, just figure out my nervous system is like totally freaked out. Wow. So yeah, it became like my thing, not my parents' thing, which everyone has to go through at some point in their transition from adolescence.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I started drinking AG1 daily, probably about 4 years ago. And if you're a longtime listener, you definitely know that about me. It's been a long time. And I started drinking it because I always tell the story. I think it was like Devin Brugman. And I was like, why are you so glowy? Literally. I was like, you are a ray of sunshine. And she was like, I swear, it's from taking AG1 every morning. So I hopped right on that train. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, immune support. And since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline of health, which is incredible. I recommend AG1 to all my family and friends because, number one, AG1 is a team of doctors and scientists who back everything that they create. It is tested for 950 contaminants. It is NSF certified for sport. It is formulated based on the latest science and maintains high quality standards. And it's important to me that people like Davide and my mom, who don't necessarily have like well-rounded nutrition in their life. You know, my mom is like a grandma. She doesn't wake up hoping to get a bunch of vegetables in. That is not something that my husband thinks about. He just like eats to survive as he's working all day long. So being able to give them a baseline of everything that they need, that'll help them gain energy, that'll support their gut health, their stress levels and everything. It just makes me sleep better at night, really, giving them those good habits. AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner for so long. And if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to drinkag1.com/best. That is drinkag1.com/best. Check it out.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
And then you also had, I mean, you spent a lot of time in India where you also had like another traumatic thing happen to you when you were 21. What was the drive for you? And you lived in France. So like post this accident, college, what was your trajectory? What were your goals? And how did you end up being living in France and then spending so much time in India?
I think it like shifted over time. I think the basic frame, and maybe going back to the aha moment, was I wanted to like just get the most out of life.
Yeah.
I always had that experience. I mean, I think that's why I was pushing boundaries and trying drugs and
totally
trying to like, you know, like figure it out. But I really became much more focused on like, yeah, just trying to get the most out of life. So I became suddenly like way more interested in school and college.
God, it's so funny with teenagers when you have that gut. It's weird now because you're a parent too. And I feel like I was just a teenager 2 seconds ago. And like that shift of like, oh my God, I wish I could teach my kids like what I know, but like they just have to go through it. But you see those kids, like I could name my friends and I'm still friends with who were like that in high school, who were just constantly, it's this inner thing. It's this inner drive to push boundaries and test limits. And sometimes it has to like, unfortunately, it manifests itself into like bad situations, but that's the only way that someone like you is going to learn. And it's just, life is so fascinating that way.
And I think in that I got lucky. I don't know exactly why or how it panned out, but whatever that thing was, it was like super pressing external boundaries. It stayed there, but it turned more into like, how do I push my own internal boundaries? It became like a very much like a personal development
project. It's so rare because it could have, I see it now where it's like that you could have ended up being like a drug addiction or you know what I mean?
Totally.
Like you see it. And I have friends who have little kids who you see that little boy that's just like always going to break something or his arm or cut himself open. And it's so funny now having a bunch of friends that have kids because like we'll look around and we'll be like, oof, that one. I'm always like one of like friend's dad is always, or my friend's husband is always like, he's going to be a drug addict or he's going to be a fucking billionaire. And it's like, not, there's no middle ground.
And then you see like the other kids who are like maybe so much more kind or nice and cautious. And it's like, how do I push that kid to like,
that's my daughter,
test
my
more
daughter
boundaries, you know, like
so...
you have to like, yeah.
She doesn't even climb my son, things.
I have to say to my son, like, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness. And I would never say that to me. Like if I was parenting myself, it would have been like the opposite.
No, but it's
totally
because for some reason
style.
God gives us the opposite kid that we think we're going to have. Mm-hmm. And that's the lesson. I thought I was going to have a little girl who was going to like pop out of me, speak multiple languages, take over the world. And she's like, looks at a book for like 2 hours by herself in her room. I'm like, what? I was like, do I have a fucking smart kid? What? I was not that. I was like, okay, here's the lesson. It's so funny.
You don't know, but also it may change. I mean, I think that's what happened to me. It's like I was pushing in all these ways that were less thoughtful. And then that energy somehow transitioned into like wanting to study a lot more, wanting to learn more, wanting to learn. I never learned a language until I was like 20. And so I was like, I'm going to learn a language. And I just
What language?
Hustle to like, I learned Spanish first.
Yeah, cool.
And then I was like, yeah, it's like kind of
the best. I mean,
it's the best. And it's like the, it's in the, some way, it's the easiest, like phonetically.
Absolutely.
There's five vowel sounds. Mm-hmm. But then after that, it was like, okay, I want to learn French. And then I studied like Greek, classical Greek first through like study stuff and then Arabic. But Spanish was like the first like real spoken language and then French. And that just took me to like, okay, now I want to move to France. So I just kind of kept following the thread of like culture and exposure and like what's cool to do. And so, and then I got a job in France. So then I could like, you know, I was able to like live there.
What were you doing in France for work?
I helped set up a campus for an American university.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a unique way to get French work papers because like they needed in an American. And I just hustled it. And I barely spoke French before I got there. I mean, I'd like taken a little bit and I just studied really hard. And after a year there, I was like fluent. I just
amazing.
Hustled.
Everybody always says that after like a year of like being in a country that it settles.
If you hustle it, like if you like work it and like, you know, practice it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I think I just saw each opportunity that was in front of me and just pushed it harder and harder and harder and harder. And so I think that took me to France. And then without telling like all the stories, I had gone to India during college because I was actually studied religion in college. I was super interested in like, I became like a seeker.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out life, right? Because I had this near-death thing. So I studied religion and philosophy. And so I went to India to study yoga. And that's where I had this traumatic experience when I was 21. I was in a really deadly bus accident there. And so like that really marked me, but somehow it didn't scare me. I ended up coming back to India. And so after France, I got a job in India. I moved to India. And all
you were working for Apple at the time, right?
Yeah, basically when I worked in France, it was in partnership with Apple.
Oh, cool.
So I got, like Apple wanted this university to be built there. So I got a gig with Apple to move to India and basically be like, do business development and training for people there so they could like push their creative softwares.
Amazing.
All their like video and like music production stuff. So pretty totally different than whatever I studied in college. So again, I never saw here's the step to get there. I just kept taking every single opportunity I could, and it didn't make much sense. I'm being totally honest. Like, and I think at that time, like I had the woman who's now my wife, she moved to France with me
and we
lived there the whole time and we moved to India. And like, I mean, I think
you guys have been
like,
together for a long time.
Yeah. Since 2007. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Yeah. She like, I think about now, like how she trusted it when I would just not even I didn't have a plan. I had no plan. And
it's so
just
nice.
Kept trying new things. And sometimes it looked pretty sketch, like it wasn't going to work out a lot of times.
How did Keon then come to be?
So after, you know, after all that, I moved back to the States. I like built and ran a behavioral healthcare company for a few years that basically worked with troubled youth. So it was like very much like coming back to my roots, and I wanted to do something new. And again, like it's not, I think so often the stories that get told, it's like people have like these perfect plans. Like I saw it exactly like I was going to build this in that way. I think pretty unconsciously, I swung back around to like my roots.
Yeah.
Like as
it's
a child.
Funny how that happens. You go far away to come right back. I'm in my parents' bedroom. I live in my childhood home. So I came like exactly back to where I started.
Yeah. And so it's like, rather than, I don't know, like trying to force so hard to like have this like perfect path that you follow. It's like what I've come to again and again is like, what do I actually care about? What do I love? What do I want to do every day? And I really wanted to start something new. I wanted to have my own company. And I mean, even as a kid, the first supplement I remember my mom giving me was amino acids, which is now like,
really?
Yeah. Keon Aminos. Like that. I mean, that wasn't the product then, but it was, that was like the first thing I remember her giving me as a little kid.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty,
that's amazing.
I mean, not like it's, I don't know, destiny or just falling into your fate or falling into like things in your past and in your life that hold a lot of meaning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You did came exactly full circle then too.
Mm-hmm.
That's adorable. So
I like adorable too. I like all your takes. I like
it is. It's cute. Just think about like this little boy, like little boy looking up at his mom, like because you don't like we detach ourselves so much from our childhood moments because they don't, but like they always come back around. They're like so embedded in us, no matter how far we want to like try to go and explore. So. Were you kind of just like, I know I want to start my own business and like, what is the market? Like, what's the gap? Like, what's missing? Is that how that started?
It wasn't really like, what's the gap? What's missing? It was more like, what are awesome products?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are products that like I really care about and the rest of our team and our group like cares about, like the people I knew. And yeah. So it really just started from that. And like, where are the opportunities? Like, how can we sell it? Who would we sell it to? So it was less like this strategic gap in the market and more, what are the things that I actually believe in?
Totally. So when you start like an amino acid company, like from like a science perspective, you know, I run multiple businesses. There's so much that I don't know. So what's the process like of developing something like that?
So, I mean, quite frankly, like there's two big elements to this kind of business. Mm-hmm. One is like, just like all the marketing and sales. So literally like, how do you find customers who would want this product? How do you make it, et cetera? And then the other side is like actually getting it made. And I think like at the beginning, the most important thing is like, how are you even going to like get someone to want to buy it? Because you could invent the most cool, awesome, like perfect formula and you could not know how to sell it. And like, no one's going to find you. No one's going to know where you are. No one's going to know what it's about.
Did you do a round of fundraising? How did you
No fundraising. It was all through, like influencer partnership marketing.
Really?
Yeah. And with no outside funding.
How did you like fund your inventory?
So originally with my partner, we had a media play where we were able to like generate cash for like the media company side of it and grow that and focus on that. So it's just like, and also being like really, really lean. I mean, I had debt out initially for it, like personal debt to make it all work and fit together.
Yeah, I think that's so important and so much better in the long run than raising a bunch of capital and having a bunch of people in your email barking down your back, asking you where their money is and when they're getting it back. If this and be having such a big company and everybody thinks growth is such a big thing, but I think growth is so terrible. It's like, just keep your company lean and small, because it's going to be your intuition and the people who you trust around you that are going to come up with like innovative ideas to market this product. Right. It's like,
yeah. And I think it's all really like, what do you want? Like, if your vision is to like, going back to your original question, like, did you find out what the hole in the market was? Like, if the idea is like, I want to make this really big, gigantic thing, and just like the idea of it being big and gigantic is the big focus. Well, then, you need to hype it. You need to get all these people to give you money. You need to do all this stuff. But if your focus is like, I want to make this awesome product that I like, and I want my living to be based off of trying to give people in the world this thing that I believe in and I like, it can be much simpler. And then it's like, okay, well, I want to hire people that I really like working with, that I have shared values with, and actually have like a, not some made up corporate culture that's great, but like literally like a cool work culture. Like every day we like being around each other. We make products we like and care about. And it's a lot harder. It's really hard to do that if you're trying to also play the hype game and hype up investors and get all this money and tell this whole story. Cause it's like, that's not really what you're up to. Like you're trying to like play this hype game. Yeah. So anyway, so I think just focused on like, okay, who are the customers? How do we promote it? How do we get out there? Very small quantities to start. And then really just like evolving over time. In terms of the science, this is an interesting thing too. Like for some products, like a lot of people in, particularly like in the supplement space, one way of going about it is you try to find some like really unique study or some really unique ingredient that someone's never heard of before. And this works really good for the hype game, because then you go out there and you're like, oh, no one's ever done this before. This is the most unique, special thing and blah, blah, blah. And check out this study. And the old thing you tried before is stupid. It doesn't work anymore. You got to do this new thing that's like all glitzy and glamoury. That's like just not the way we went. So for example, with essential amino acids, the amino acids have been studied for pretty like in depth for over 40 years. And the last 20 years, like hundreds of papers from sponsored by NASA, by the NIH, by the military, by sports groups, by like geriatric, like senior citizen type funding things to help with extending aging. So there's so much literature and research. It was really just about hiring, consulting with like an outside PhD nutrition research group to help compile all the research, examine it and say, hey, what is the best formula? Like what is the consolidation of all the research show? And what becomes pretty obvious is it's all publicly available.
Amazing.
It's basically like all these different academics have been using each other's research, building upon each other's research, and it's all public. So it's not some like hidden thing. You just have to care and say like, hey, if I want to make the absolute best essential amino acid supplement, what would it be based off of all of the research?
That's incredible.
It's pretty straightforward, actually.
What is an amino acid? I don't think people understand how important it is. They are.
So I think the easiest way to intro an amino acid is to talk about protein.
Okay.
So The shortest answer is amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Mm-hmm. So like protein that you eat, and could be protein in quinoa or chicken, but also like the protein in your body are made up of these little amino acids. And the reason why they're so important is because proteins make up tons of our body, like over 50% of our solid mass. It's not just like your muscles, it's all your organs, your hair, your skin, your eyes, but even things like your hormones, neurotransmitters, all of these things are either proteins or the metabolites of them, like things that proteins turn into. And the way that they function in our body is that all the proteins in our body are constantly in this state of like turnover, meaning they have to be refreshed. A protein basically gets old, all proteins, like the protein in your liver, the protein in your muscle, it gets old. Mm-hmm. It breaks down into little amino acids. And some of those amino acids you pee out because they're old, and you need new amino acids to help rebuild them. And the way that you get that is by eating protein or taking essential amino acids, digesting it, and then they go into your blood and they help rebuild the proteins in your body. And I think like the biggest reason why that's so important is so oftentimes people are thinking like, oh, protein, carbs, fat. Protein is, and amino acids are totally different than carbs and fat.
They function carbs, super different in the body.
Well, carbs and fat don't actually help you rebuild your body. Like carbs and fat are like gasoline.
I was going to say it's like gasoline,
car.
Right?
It's like gasoline for your car. Protein is like literally like new like body. Parts for the door, new parts for the engine. Like it literally like builds your car. And so like, if and imagine if your car was constantly deteriorating and you didn't feed it with new amino acids and protein to help it rebuild, you would just deteriorate over time.
Yeah.
And that is actually what happens to us as we age. Our ability to eat, to take protein in and help rebuild our muscle, help rebuild our organs, help rebuild all these parts of our bodies become less efficient, and we slowly kind of like fall apart.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something. The holidays, as we all know, can be the worst when they are not the absolute best. Maybe you struggle with seasonal blues. Maybe it is a large trigger for many family dynamics. There are a lot of things that come to our minds when the holidays come around, and not all of them are joyful. This time of year can be a lot, and it's very natural to feel some sadness or anxiety about it. But adding new and positive little moments to your life can counteract some of those feelings, and therapy can be a bright spot amid all of the stress and change, something to look forward to make you feel grounded and to give you the tools to manage everything going on. The holidays were a lot for me for many years of my life. I have a combined family, and then my father passed away, and then Davide's mom passed away. He's not with his family for many Christmases, which is a relief for him, and it's also horribly depressing for him. you know, there's a lot. And it wasn't until we both started consistently going to therapy the last couple of years that you truly gain the tools to deal with these things. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. And if the holidays are something that can be a really big trigger for you, I would especially lean into that, especially because BetterHelp is entirely online. It's super quick. You can be matched with someone in under 48 hours. It's designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule. So this is something that you can literally integrate 2 days from now. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Pia to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia. Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane, which is perfect timing, honestly, because winter is right around the corner and my wardrobe could definitely use a refresh, especially with all the fabulous Jenny Kane sweaters. I said this in my last episode when I was reading this out loud. It was so funny. I was like literally reading this ad and my mom walked by me wearing my Jenny Kane cardigan. And I was like, this is perfect timing. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through. I remember when Jenny Kane started it and I was like, wow, this is like the perfect coastal company. They have gorgeous staples that make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. It is, to me, just like you're a walking Nancy Meyers movie. From luxurious cashmere sweaters to iconic accessories to elevated versions of your everyday basics, not to mention they have the most incredible home essentials. I'm sitting on a Jenny Kane couch right now. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best holiday season yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 25% off their first order. And I'm going to talk you through what I think you should get. In any season, but this one especially, the sweaters are the it item. And I am obsessed with the Flynn cashmere sweater. It is the perfect wear with anything V-neck. I'm very into a high white t-shirt with a V-neck over it right now. And the cashmere half zip is a cool everyday staple. They're back in must-have shades. I will definitely be adding both of those to my cart. And I get compliments every time I wear a Jenny Kane sweater. Actually, one of the ones, my favorite ones, I lent to a friend when they were over here a couple weeks ago, and she like won't give it back to me, which I think is so funny. Shows how good the sweater is, because that thing is not coming back to my house anytime soon. So listen, get one for yourself. Like I said, the code is best. So get one for yourself. This is a limited time offer. My listeners get 25% off their first order. This is our exclusive link. You just go to jennykane.com/best15 and you get 25% off. And amino acids help with your metabolism too, right? Because if you're having to like re-up amino acids as your body's using them, I'm assuming that you're probably, is it like, will it rev up your metabolism at the same time?
It will. Yeah. So the basic reason for that is like what metabolism means is just your body burning energy, your body burning carbohydrates or burning fat, or it could burn protein to run itself. Mm. And so if you consume carbohydrates, you're basically just using it as gasoline. But when you consume protein, and I would say, especially if you consume essential amino acids or like a protein in isolation, like a protein powder, mm-hmm. you tell your body to build new proteins. You're telling your body like, hey, make new muscle right now rebuild that heart tissue. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, that is energy intensive, right? It's actually, you're communicating to the body to like, hey, like rebuild these proteins right now. And so, yeah, you rev up your metabolism. So when you consume protein or amino acids, you're actually increasing your metabolism because you're rebuilding the car, you're rebuilding your body. Whereas carbohydrates and fat don't do that.
Do you recommend, I know we always say like, I mean, I take them before I work out or during, like if I forget, I'll just put it in my water. But is it something that we should be taking regardless of working out? Because it's so essential to our body.
I think the simple answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And certain people will benefit more from it. Overall, I would say that most people, if you're having issues of like feeling fatigued or issues with body composition, like wanting to like lose fat and be toner, if you're aging and finding like it's harder to like maintain the same elasticity with your skin or hair quality or like just the tone of your muscles, increasing your protein intake is one of like the first things you want to think about. Also mood. If you're feeling like struggling with like any type of mental, like basic mental health type stuff, like just like mood and feeling depressed, et cetera, like hitting daily protein requirements will really help that. The reason for that is because the active component in protein, that the reason why we eat the protein are the essential amino acids. I said earlier, protein's made up of these amino acids, but like the essential ones, the ones that you can get in a product like Keon Aminos is the active component. And so for many people, trying to eat more protein can be hard. When you consume just free form essential amino acids, they have, it's 8 times the amount of essential amino acids that's in many foods. So it's a super high concentrated format of it. So yeah, for most people who aren't eating enough protein, just adding, you know, like a scoop or 2 scoops per day, immediately you'll start to feel benefits in terms of like immune function, energy levels, mood, overall fitness. That said, before, during, and after exercise is kind of like combining this key nutrient with this other really positive behavior that overall is also going to like give you more energy when you exercise. It's going to improve the benefits from the exercise. It actually helps you build
muscle
and
recovery,
maintain.
Right?
It's muscle recovery, but even like muscle function, like it helps you replace more muscle fibers in the activity itself. Yeah. So you'll actually, you're getting more out of it. Think it's like an exercise multiplier. You're getting more from the same exercise by consuming the aminos before.
I noticed, I've been using it for a couple months now, and I noticed like I had like one session in the gym where I was, I do hot workouts. I do like sculpt and bar classes in a heated room. And I was like in the mirror and I could see my muscles and I had like all this energy and I was like midway through the class. And I was like, I didn't feel like I was dying. Like I feel like I'm like, instead of feeling like I'm surviving in the class, I'm just like working on my form. You know, like when you reach that point in your workout where you're just like, hell yeah, this is not, I'm totally have the energy for this. I totally have the stamina. I totally have the strength. And you're just about like elevating. And I was like, I felt like I was in like a Keon ad or something. Cause I was like, I was like, look at my muscles. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so toned and I feel so strong. Like, you know, those classes are hard. And so all the things that I've been testing to kind of get through those classes and figure out, you know, what I need because my energy has been so low. It was so, it's so, I feel the results like so instantly and so clearly because it's so challenging that it's been like such a game changer for me. I gave it to my mom too because I'd been obviously like reading up on what it says. My mom's 74 and does not consume a lot of protein. And she does feel like, she, you know, her like skin is sagging. She doesn't have a lot of muscles left and she's not like a big workout gal. She's very like, it's funny. So now that I have all these like supplements and all these routines, I'm always like, this is what you, so now we're really good about having our pro, you know, I, every meal I'm like, how much protein can I get in this meal? So now I've been like making her my same foods and like, she's been taking it and she was just like flutter around here with like more energy than she's had in a long time. It's really cute because you've said before too, as you get older, you need the aminos way more than you do when you're younger, right? Wasn't there like a study that said you need like 5 or your body absorbs them even better once you're older?
Yeah, basically like your question earlier was like, is it good for everyone? It's good for everyone, but the more active you are, the more you're in a, if you're in a situation where you're trying to cut calories, it's really important to maintain lean muscle. And the older you get, the more benefit there is. And that's because as we get older, basically our ability to digest protein and just how sensitive we are to like utilizing the amino acids in the protein to help us build new muscle, just build, actually stimulate all overall more proteins. Cause that could be for your skin, your hair, your nails, all those things. It just becomes more reduced. And so yeah, 3 grams of essential amino acids is equal to 20 grams of protein powder in terms of,
wow,
in terms of muscle synthesis, just overall protein synthesis. So it's like supercharged for someone who's in their 60s. For someone who's like in their 50s, it's probably like around 5 times. In your 40s, it's like 4 times. Every decade, it's like, and for someone who's like 20, it's about twice the benefit
of
protein powder. Because again, it's the active, there's a lot of other stuff in the protein. There's a bunch of other essential amino acids that you don't use. You end up peeing them out and don't use them as much. Or they get used as like to help build, but they don't actually like stimulate it. So yeah, I would say like, if you think it's incredible for you, it's going to be like twice that for even just for your mom, likely.
How much protein do you suggest? I mean, how much... is it like essential that we're eating a certain amount of protein as we're taking these amino acids?
You don't have to take protein with the amino.
No, I was just like a daily consumption. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like to have overall protein consumption in our lives.
What I would say is like the bare minimum is the recommended daily allowance, which is truly like, so you don't like lose hair, have organ failure, like major, major issues. Uh-huh. And that'd be around 0.4 grams per pound of body weight. So for easy math, if you weighed 100 pounds, that'd be 40 grams of protein. If you weighed 150 pounds, that'd be 60 grams of protein per day. That's like bare minimum. I would say you try to aim for like twice that amount at least per day. Like, and so to hit those higher amounts though, like that can be harder for some people.
Yeah.
And that's where you can start to grasp. It's like, wow, if I'm like 40 years old, if I take just one scoop of Keon Aminos, which is like 5 grams of essential amino acids, it's the equivalent of like 20 grams of protein. In terms of the protein synthesis. So yeah, you wouldn't want to use that to replace
but the base
whole food. Like you should be eating real whole foods, but it's something you can slip in between meals. You can have it first thing in the morning. I think it's great. Like it's a great thing to do first thing in the morning because immediately you're kickstarting your metabolism and you're giving your body exactly what it needs for all these things we described, your neurotransmitters, your mood, your maintaining muscle, et cetera. But it's also really good for like midday cravings. Like in between meals.
I notice that I don't have cravings that much when I'm taking it, by the way, though. Like my like, I'm not like a big snacker by any means, but if I work out very intensely, I feel it's like I'm training for the big game. I'm just like, oh, I'm so hungry. But I do not feel that way when I take Keon. I feel like my body totally is like at this high functioning level. I know when my body's working its best. I always say this, when I feel like I'm eating to survive, when I choose what I want to eat, when I'm like, I'm going to have salmon and vegetables tonight, I know that I'm off my rocker when I'm like, I'm craving this. You know what I mean? And that outside of normal hormonal shifts, because and that's my body telling me I need more food and I always listen to that. But I know that if I'm like craving a sweet snack, I'm like, oof, that's like, that means that there's something going on that my body
is
missing.
It's like pointing
something.
To something else. Yeah.
Completely. Because it's very out of character for me. So when I'm consistent with the Keon, I just feel like my body is this like really high functioning machine, which is really nice.
Yeah. You know, there's this thing, not to get too nerdy, but there's this theory called like the protein leveraging hypothesis.
Okay.
And basically it is, if you eat enough protein in a meal, you will not crave other things.
Mm.
And it's basically because your body, like when you're eating things, you're just trying to get enough protein, but ultimately what you're really trying to get is enough essential amino acids. And once your body gets them, it feels satiated. And so like totally a great strategy just overall for like simplifying like dieting or trying to figure out what to eat is like, make sure you get enough like whole food protein each meal and like try eating it first. If you eat it first, it's unlikely that you'll be like craving as much of like the carbs or dessert or like other things afterwards. And the exact same thing is true for the essential amino acids. If you consume them, say like in between meals or before, during, after a workout, you're going to find you're not like after the workout, like, I just got to like eat.
Totally.
I got to eat a whole pizza.
Yeah, that completely like went away for me. Like, because, you know, obviously when I do those kinds of intense workouts, especially I do a lot of like weights, there are
times.
And
this is like in the hot Sculpt Yoga kind of weight.
But I'll do it in my, but I'll also do it at home. You know, I know that like when I transitioned, I started losing a great deal of weight when I stopped doing high intensity workouts and trying to do like high intensity cardio. When I do like thoughtful breathing and when I do weight training, like those classes I do like in hot yoga, they're not high intensity. Like we're not, there's some movements where we're jumping around like a little bit, but it's not, it's very lengthening. It's a lot of breathing. It's a lot of concentration. And that has shifted my body in such an amazing way. But I notice like when I'm working out, like I'm supposed to, that I really have to fuel my body with the things that it needs. What are your favorite sources the best sources of protein?
So I don't mean to like split the room on this, but when you look for a good protein source, I think purely for like the function of just nutrition, this has no kind of comments overall on like ethics for the planet or for animals or, you know, plants, et cetera.
I know. Basically, there's no right answer, by the way, because somebody's going to
Saying, like, we're just saying like pure protein synthesis. Like I eat this thing and it helps my body have better protein synthesis and thus have better immune function, more regulated mood, all those types of things. It's pretty clear that the first thing you want to look for is that the protein can be easily digested, meaning that it can break apart into little amino acids. that the composition of those amino acids are like more ideal. So when you eat different types of protein, they don't have the same composition of the amino acids. Some are higher, without getting nerdy, and like leucine, isoleucine, valine, certain amino acids that are higher quality and really help you to build new proteins.
Yeah.
So like that's what I'm looking for. And then the third thing is, what's the most like calorically efficient? So like I'm eating a protein that's really digestible, has a good amino acids, and it has the least amount of like total calories.
Yeah.
Just so I'm not like overeating like too much energy.
Yeah, someone can say like, oh, I'm eating protein, I'm going to eat like a ribeye every night. But it's like, that's very high in calories. It's
because there's a bunch of
like a chicken breast.
Yes. Exactly. Because there's a bunch of fat that comes with it. Similarly, a lot of plant proteins are really high in carbohydrates in addition to the protein. So they're calorically rich also. So I think it's like, it's not a big surprise. It's like lean meats, you know, a chicken breast. It's things
like
fish.
I'm a big chicken breast girl. I eat like copious amounts of chicken breast.
Yeah. Eggs are great. Eggs are a great source of protein.
Every morning.
So that's like Greek yogurt.
I think Greek yogurt.
Yeah. So you go. I mean, Greek yogurt, eggs, chicken, if you like fish, those are all like really great sources of protein. If you want to turn more towards plants, then quinoa, buckwheat, soy, those are all... They have higher scores in terms of how digestible they are and like what the amino acid composition is. Lots of other plant proteins just don't have all the essential amino acids in high enough proportions that your body can utilize them to stimulate protein synthesis without nerding out down the path. They're deficient. So you need to combine a lot of it. It just becomes complicated. Whereas like if you eat eggs, chicken, you know, fish.
Your body's like, I know what to do with this.
It just uses it. Pretty much immediately. Yeah. That said, for people who are like following a more plant-based diet, something like Keonamino is an essential amino acid supplement
must be so helpful.
It's even more ideal than eggs or chicken. It's like the example I gave earlier compared to a protein powder, like a whey protein, that's like the ideal profile of something that's an actual protein, even better than a chicken breast. Mm. And like I said earlier, the Keonaminos, they're like over 6 times more effective for stimulating the protein synthesis than that.
That's incredible.
So if you want to be plant-based, if you can add in something like Keonaminos, you're going to be able to achieve something that's even greater than what maybe the person who's choosing the animal-based protein diet is. If you just don't want to do animal proteins.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Like doing animal proteins. So
I know, me too. I can't. It just makes my body feel good. I wish it was the other way around because I love animals, but I can't. I feel so... I've tried and I don't feel my best.
Yeah.
I'm bloated and tired and just, it's like did not work for my body. So what are your thoughts on collagen? Like if we are eating a high protein diet and using Keon, do we think that it's important for us to continue with like a collagen supplement?
I think that like the healthier and younger you are, the less important a collagen supplement is.
Mm-hmm.
The older you get, there may be benefits. And here's the reason why. So collagen is an example of a not complete protein. So it, for example, did not come up earlier, like in terms of like eggs, chicken, or even like a whey protein powder. So don't count it towards your daily protein intake.
I know not to do that.
It's not going to count for all that. What it can help with specifically is with your skin, hair, nails in a really targeted way because it's really high in these very specific non-essential amino acids that your body can actually synthesize and make from protein. So if you eat whole food proteins and you take something like Keonaminos, your body's going to be able to make them.
Yeah.
But the older that we get, the less our body prioritizes that. And so what I would say is like for me and for like my wife and like my family, we eat pretty high protein diets. We also take an essential amino acid supplement, so we don't prioritize taking a collagen powder. If I was doing all of that and I still had like the quality of my skin was like seriously degrading, or I was getting like really brittle nails or I had like serious joint stuff or my hair was really thinning out even after all doing that, then I'd be like, well, yeah, maybe this makes sense to supplement with because basically as I'm aging, my body is not able to prioritize the production of collagen within my body. And so by consuming it in a supplement, it's like, it's helping me overcome that. So I think it can make sense for some people, I wouldn't prioritize it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Cause I mean, it's such so many of these things become like trendy. I like taking collagen every day. I think it's like a mental thing for me that I'm just like, I'll be glowy.
It's not bad for you. It's not
no,
bad.
Of and course.
I,
But it's just not something that I'm sure that it's not something that if I'm eating the right amount of protein and taking the right supplements, it's like, I'm still in my 30s. It's not something that is like, but I don't know. I'm always like,
you'll probably experience young, more benefit
where I'm just like, I'm putting my collagen in my matcha.
You know? I mean, that to me is kind of funny. Like if you're like 22 and like pretty healthy and eating pretty high protein, you might be just like wasting your money on it.
Yeah.
Whereas like compared to like the 52 year old woman, it's going to provide more benefit to her.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
I think that's kind of like, you know, where do you want to spend your money and, you know, what do you want to invest in? And again, though, honestly, if you like it and it's a treat for you and it makes you feel like it's improving makes you feel glowy, like do it.
Yeah, right. Are there any, why not? Yeah. I'm always like, whatever makes us feel good.
Yeah.
Are there any other supplements in like your routine that you have felt have like made a difference, or like, are there any, I kind of want to know what like a day in the life is like for you in terms of like your routine.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll answer the supplement question first, and then I'll maybe give like my routine picture. So I think overall the other supplements that we make at Keon are the other ones that like, I tend to find the most important. There's a couple that we don't make just because like
you can't do everything,
more niche or something. Yeah. But I think like, another really important supplement to think about is if you like having smoothies, mm-hmm. a protein, like a whey protein isolate is a great product.
Is that the best form of protein?
In terms of a protein powder, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I wouldn't even really consider plant protein powders. I would just take essential amino acids.
Yeah, that makes sense. Aminos
because it's a vegan plant-based product. It's way superior and you don't risk all the heavy metals you'll potentially get from plant-based protein powders.
Oh.
Because they're concentrated from tons of plants from the ground. So they just tend to be really high in heavy metals. So I'm just
soaking
like,
up all, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And they're not even that great of a protein. And then, yeah. So a whey protein isolate is like the most ideal. And for even people that are lactose intolerant, which I'm relatively lactose intolerant, it's fine. Because they remove virtually all of the lactose when they do the,
got it.
It's like a cold filtering process. But after that, I would say an omega-3 mm-hmm. fish oil.
Have you heard of fatty 15?
It's like a new...
Yeah, it's C15. I'm going to send it to you. I take that every day. And it's the science behind that is really unbelievable. That someone from the Navy founded it when they were studying the dolphins. But that's a really cool new...
I got to check it out. I mean, I've seen the ads for it.
The founders are incredible. They're lovely. It's incredible. We're all deficient in C15. It's really cool.
I will definitely check out the research more. It's one of those things too, where it's like, I see it and it's like a new fancy thing. So I'm like,
and you're like, do I need that?
I'm just like a little skeptical. I mean, because there is the research on EPA and DHA. So Keon has an omega-3 fish oil. That's like the highest quality pharmaceutical grade, but there is research on that for like 50 years. And basically taking that, and it could be the same thing with fatty 15. I'm not familiar enough with its science, but basically it reduces all cause mortality by like 20%, just having 20%. Higher levels of omega. It's ridiculous. I'll send you the study. They had a great meta-analysis a couple of years ago. It's like, when you think about things for supplements, I'm like, make sure I get in enough essential amino acids every day.
Yeah.
That's directly going to lead to maintaining better metabolism, more lean muscle, mood, like just aging really well. And then omegas are like the next one. And then I think after that, I take creatine every day. Keon has a creatine as well. And basically it's a type of energy, actually. People don't realize that, but it stores energy in your muscles for really intense short bursts of movement. So like if you do types of weight training, it makes weight training like easier and allows you to get-
All my like workout bros are big creatine guys.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, and it hasn't hit as much like the female market because I think they're like afraid it's going to make you like bulky.
I'm so scared it's going to make me bulky.
It will not make you bulky.
Because my muscles get really big.
No, it will not make you bulky. But and it can improve cognition, sleep. So yeah, I think those are a few to just start out with. Also, it's funny. We've had colostrum for like years. Now it's like this like super hot product.
I posted about it on TikTok and I kind of got a couple people were like, this is so morally corrupt to take. And then I was like, we eat cows and drink like you can't. It's like we're eating. Like I'm also eating yogurt. I'm not stealing colostrum. Like this is just where we are as humans.
It's similar to dairy production where they let the calves get the initial amount that they need. And then they continue basically to milk.
Yeah,
the animal to continue to get it to produce.
I did some research
colostrum.
On it, and I was like, "It's not like the baby's sitting there." I mean, I don't. I just.
Yeah.
If you drive a car that has leather seats, I was like, we can't, you know what I mean? It's like, we just, where does it end?
Well, and just to know, like, is it really interfering with like the baby's calf's life or not? And I don't believe that it is. I don't take it all the time. I take it like as like a immune booster when I really like.
Wow, really?
I'm afraid of getting, yeah, it's a super cool. Immune. I mean, just think, it's the thing that the mother gives her baby as soon as the baby's born to protect its immune system, to protect its gut, to just like fortify it. It's like literally the animal superfood. But I don't know about taking it. I don't know about taking it all the time.
I started collecting colostrum from myself before I gave birth because you can't. And I was just like wanted to give my daughter as much colostrum. Yeah, there's like a brand that makes this like little thing that you like can use to like.
Huh, I never heard that.
I know, it's so cool. I had a doula that told me about it like a couple days. Like it was like right before I gave birth and then right after. It was like I collected as much of it as I could so I could give it to her, which was really crazy. Nobody talks about colostrum that much when you're like, I didn't realize how incredibly vital it is to like a newborn. So when I was pregnant, when I heard about it, some random brand, I think I got like an ad for it. I saw somebody talking about it on Instagram and I was like, that makes sense that it would just be incredible for us. Because it just is the baseline of what little humans need, you know?
All animals. Maybe that's why your daughter's so like chill and happy. She's like, she's not needing to seek boundaries because she's just like, okay. She's like healthy.
God, I hope so. I'm colostrum. Always like, what is going on over there? You're like in like, I thought she would be like climbing things and like screaming and like loud. And she's literally just like book, 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 book. It's so cute. Tender little sensitive angel. Okay. Tell me about, we'll round this out. I'm sure you and your wife just have like a very dialed, fabulous, like daily routine. And I would just love to know what that looks like.
I mean, we have little kids, so it's dialed, but it's not that dialed. It's pretty chaotic with like with an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, but we figured out how to like make it work. I mean, basically we both wake up at like 5 a.m., which has taken work to do. And honestly,
I want to be that person.
And we are not that people. We both, like when we met, we would always stay up late, but it's just like trying to figure out like what works for the kids and how to get the time. And
what time do they wake up?
They wake up at 6:30.
So you have an hour and a half.
We have an hour and a half and like she goes and works out, which is honestly kind of a newer thing. And like I stay home and I'm like drinking coffee, taking my supplements, meditating, like trying to just like kind of get ready for the day, journaling, thinking through stuff. Maybe I'm like doing like lightweight training at home. Like we basically have like a little like study office that I'll hang out in. But I do, like I take creatine, I take aminos, and I actually take, we have an immune product, vitamin C and zinc. I take that like first thing in the morning. Amazing. Drink coffee and try to go on a walk. Like when she gets back, just get a walk. I try to get at least 10,000, if not 15,000 steps in per day.
So hard.
Anytime though, like it's not a Zoom call like this, like I am on the phone. Yeah. I try to never be in front of my screen. So like as much as you walk and talk, you can make it happen. And then you spend time with my kids in the morning, like be present with them. My son's really into basketball. So I do like, he wants to practice basketball in the morning. I do that. And then I practice gymnastics with my daughter in the morning. I'm like the little coach and just helping with their little routines. And then we get them off to school. And then like, I mean, I come to work. Like we have an office. We have a pretty rad office and company culture. So I come to work all day. And then, you know, I try to take breaks and go walking as much as I can during the day and eat my protein at lunch, eat lots of fiber, drink lots of water. And I try to do Muay Thai, like kickboxing every afternoon or go running or do weight training. So it's like one of those. And then it's like, go home. I might be coaching one of the kids like sports every single day. It's weird. I became like sports dad because I was like, I was this alternative, weird little hippie kid with like long hair. And now I'm like,
that's so cute.
Now I'm like Boulder sports dad.
My husband's excited for... Like he used to play soccer and we had this conversation the other day. He was like, randomly at dinner, he was like, I think I want to coach them when they're older. Like, I think I should coach kids. And I was like, good. I think that's like so important. Like,
it's so worth it. It's such a cool way to spend time with them.
Completely.
Yeah. And it's like really meaningful coaching other people's kids too. Just like being around little people and like, I'm always trying to, I think throughout my life, I've tried to, well, maybe not throughout my life, since my aha moment, try to figure out how I can be of service to other people and not like in like a made up way, like, well, I'm going to go volunteer, but like, am I actually creating benefit? And like an adult that actually cares about a younger person, like
you caring about a child and coaching them has benefits that they will reap their entire lives.
It's like insane. And you can see it. Like you can just see it like, wow, like he saw me, he paid attention to me. He, you know, like he tried to help me with this thing. So it's real. I hope your husband
does. My dad was
it.
A high school football coach and those boys loved him. Still do. When he died, every guy he coached was at his funeral. It was so cute.
That's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Sports.
It's like, yeah, sports. Just being, I mean, I think just like caring about other people, younger people.
Yeah.
Can do a lot for them.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. I'm so excited to hear your whole story. It's so amazing when you see brands, you know, pop up in your feed or hear people talk about it or you integrate it into your life. But getting to know the founder and the genesis behind it makes the whole thing so much more impactful. So thank you so much for sharing your story with everyone today.
Thanks for having me, Pia. I'm stoked just how much benefit you've been getting from it, from the yoga. It's such a, I love that story.
Thank you. It's really, I mean, there's no, you can just feel the impact of it. Like, I just want to scream for the, like so instantly in your workouts. You know, it's not this thing you have to take over a long period of time. It's just so instant. And I think, you know, everybody is trying to figure out just like how to feel good. So the fact that you're providing something that does that for people with such long lasting health benefits is just congratulations. It's really incredible.
Thanks, Pia.
Of course. All right. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye. To save 20%, go to getkeon.com/best. That's getkeon.com/best for 20% savings. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.